This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Beautiful day, and we haven't been able to say that much in 2008 around the state of Nebraska. Glad to have you along with us. We have a pretty wide open show today. If there's anything that you want to touch on, from football to horse racing to baseball to what's coming up for the high school kids and soccer and track and golf and everything else that's going on, district baseball final today at Ryder Park in Grand Island, we'd love to hear from you. So the phone lines are wide open, 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us to the Dent Popper inbox anytime. Can be during the show. That's always good, too. But to any time, and we'll get to them. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and Daddy. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Put it in your favorites so you only have to type that thing in once. And we would love to hear from you. And we've got a couple that are already in the inbox that we'll be taking a look at. A lot of things went on over the weekend. The GPAC baseball, UNK softball season comes to an end after a pretty good weekend in the RMAC. The baseball team goes 3-1, and that's still only good enough for the fourth seed in the RMAC tournament, which is kind of amazing the way that they've played, well, at least of late. 3-1 this weekend was not good enough to win the Plains division. We'll give you the brackets on that. Huskers rained out, two close wins. Thad Weber's a dad, so we'll talk about all of that. In case you were wondering why he didn't pitch on Saturday and Probonic did instead, that's why. And now we get ready for that huge series with Texas A&M, the top two teams in the Big 12, coming in this weekend. NBA and NHL continuing. But I think the biggest story, and we talked a lot about it last week, was the Kentucky Derby and Big Brown. Really no problems. Didn't shoot to the lead, but always hung right in there. And when he decided to make his move on the far turn, it was all over. And, Daddy, I got an email from Jeff Apel over the weekend saying, hope you and all your listeners took my advice. And I said, some did, others didn't. Consider me an other.
Yeah, I think a lot of us, Doug, and I think you were on the pyro bandwagon in the end. Not on the pyro bandwagon.
No, I was
faced
not.
A disappointing eighth.
In fact, I hated that horse, for the record.
Well, in hindsight, the first thing when they come out of break on ABC and they're breaking down the race, they go, for all you pyro fans, he gets pinched here coming out of the gate, and really the race is over right there. I was like, oh, well, at least we were 5 seconds in before we knew that our horse had no chance of winning again. I was a pyro fan. Obviously, Big Brown actually did get a catch, a ticket on Big Brown, but I just had to use him over and then hit the all button in that exacta. So that was a $1 exacta. I paid $19 and got 70 back. So that's the only ticket I cashed.
Here's what I heard all weekend at Fodder. Go big or go home. I kind of got caught in the tweener at Fodder. I went medium, and it was good, but then obviously no good. You know, no good on the Derby, no good on the Kentucky Derby. And, in fact, it was kind of funny. There was a very good crowd at Fodder on Saturday for the final day of live racing, plus the Kentucky Derby. I would say it was – I didn't – this time, I guess Saturday, I really didn't – I was in the clubhouse and saw some folks. I really didn't go downstairs this time to where a lot of folks sat in the grandstands and things like that, like I did last week for the Boston one. But still a lot of people there. And the comment was made, not a lot of cheering going on. Not a lot of happy people when Big Brown crossed that. People are there to try and hit a big ticket. They're not talking $140 exacta. They want the $1,400 try, which is astonishing. A $1,400 try on a favorite, a 2-1 favorite, winning the race and the Philly 8 bells in there. That's pretty astonishing.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, you bring up 8 bells, and a lot of that's overshadowing the greatness that we got to see with Big Brown on Saturday. I personally have waited for a Triple Crown winner because obviously the last time we got to see one so long ago, I do not remember that. I want to see one in my lifetime, obviously, and I think this may be the horse that can win the next two races and put himself in the upper echelon of greatness in horse racing circles.
Getting back to the conversation, the email I returned to Jeff Apel was, I think this horse is better than Street Sense, Barbaro, Fuchiacha's Pegasus, or whatever it was, if I said that a little inappropriately. This horse is better, and I know it was very impressive, but it was I mean, when you win the Derby by 5.5, I believe, was the official final.
4.75.
Wins the Derby and wins that. And you get to the next two, and now you have to wonder who and how many horses are in there. Usually you only see a field of about 9 go in the Preakness, which is 2 weeks. And then, you know, if Big Brown dominates that, you know, go back and look at the Belmont. You know, you can do it on YouTube now. There was 5 horses in the field when Secretary ran it. I believe when Affirmed and Alidar ran it, it was 5 or 6 horses. I mean, it's pretty hard. I mean, they realize they can't beat Big Brown, and so nobody gets in. And that obviously makes it easier. I mean, that 20-horse field is still too many for the Kentucky Derby, I think, to normally get your winner. But you know what? The age now of the winner or the favorite can't win or be in the race, we're starting to see, I don't know if it's because the jockeys have learned, the post-position draws are different, but we are starting to see the favorites do well over the last 5 years in the Kentucky Derby.
And you're looking at trainer and Richard Dutroux, this is very different because he likes to give his horses 30 to 40 days off. That's just the method in which he trains his horses. He does not like to bring them back in 2 weeks. That's something this horse has never seen before. Obviously, lightly raced, only 3 races under his belt, most lightly raced horse since 1915. So you look at that, you know, he's saying, no doubt about it, we'll be in Baltimore, we'll be ready to go. But will the horse be ready to go? And I think just by how far he won it, just a commanding. And you mentioned the move on that final corner. I think everybody knew it was over right there. Well, I mean, when you saw that head go, nobody else was going with him, and he proved he was much the best.
And we'll just have to wait and see which horses will be entered in the Preakness, and then, of course, 3 more weeks to the Belmont. But, you know, I debated what to put on the Prairie Hills poll in one question this week, whether you thought we would have a Triple Crown winner with Big Brown. I think we can wait till next week to put that up if we want to. The Prairie Hills poll in one question this week is, how do you think the Nebraska-Texas A&M series is going to pan out this weekend? Nebraska has to win all 3 to take over the conference lead because A&M is 18-3 in conference. Nebraska, 15-5-1. And, Daddy, I give you this stat. Nebraska is 15-5-1. They have the number 1 team in the conference, A&M, left, and the number 4 team in the conference, Missouri, left. I throw this at you. Nebraska is 15-5-1 in conference. They are 8-0-1 against the bottom 3 teams in the conference, and they are 1-2 against the top 4 teams in the conference, top 3 excluding Nebraska. A lot is still to be determined about this Nebraska baseball team.
A lot is to be determined, although they did find ways to win, and that's kind of becoming the moniker of this team. You find a way, they battled the last out. They were down to their last 2 strikes twice on Saturday night, found a way to scratch across a tying one, or run, and then win it in the 14th inning. The pitching has been pretty good.
We'll talk a lot about the Huskers and the A&M coming up, but before we finish off on the Kentucky Derby, and again, that is the Prairie Hills poll of one question, they have been, you know, it was a morning. You get a good sense of the day, and I think Mike and Mike, they were light today, too. Not much for guests on Mike and Mike this morning, and so a lot of time to kind of talk about everything that went on over the weekend. I've already got some text messages this morning, you know, PETA has to get involved in the Kentucky Derby. That was all over the morning news shows. There's not, outside of the gas being 362 nationwide, there is not much to be talked about. And so when something like this happens in the Kentucky Derby, that's something to talk about. When the softball player last week gets carried around the bases out in Washington, that's something to be talked about. It's not news, but it's something to be talked about. 8 bells went down. It was injured. There was an accident. If you want to do more study into horse racing accidents and deaths of horses, go ahead. But PETA, you have no clue what you're talking about. And people that are going, oh, you probably didn't even watch the race. You don't know what you're talking about. Be educated and informed. Fine, you can have an opinion that says horse racing is cruel or the jockey should be suspended, which is the dumbest thing I've heard all weekend. You know, get a little informed on what happened, and until then, shut your pie hole. I mean, this is a non-issue in my book.
Something that happens in a sport. Anytime you're raising animals 17 hands high with as much weight as they carry, things are going to happen.
And I can
unfortunately, it's happened on the grandest stage of them all.
Well, and I can understand that there probably are some things. I mean, the Hans device, I'll give our NASCAR fans some props here. I mean, before Dale Earnhardt got killed in that, nobody wanted to wear the Hans, which is that protective neck and shoulder, I guess, brace gear, whatever the proper term is you want to use for that. Now pretty much everyone wears them. They're used to them. They've become more comfortable, I guess, or as comfortable as they can be, and they protect. So I'm sure somewhere you can do something to improve everything, as we've seen, whether it's in or out of sports. But just easy. Don't overreact like you do to everything. And when I say you, I mean the country in general. When you don't know what's going on, you just saw a horse go down, break down, and have to be euthanized. And I guess that's the thing about horses. I mean, unless they're just only kind of hurt, that's it.
It is it.
They don't heal like others.
And many of the questions you're talking about that keep getting brought up, Doug, should horses run this young? Well, they've ran this young for 135 years. Is a 20-horse field too filled with danger? Well, this was something that had nothing to do with the 20-horse field. There could have been 50 head in the race. It could have been 3 horses. I mean, he got done running, ran a great, great race, and just a bad thing happened when he was galloping out. I mean, they're just running the horse out, slowing him down, and all of a sudden something happened. It's an accident. Does medication play a role in this? That's what those people... And when you say those people, the country, those are the questions some of these people come up with, and they want answers to. And I'm not sure anybody has the answers. A lot of people, the synthetic track. There hasn't been enough racing on that to know if the synthetic track is going to be the way to go and going to keep horses from getting hurt. That's something that they went out of their way and are trying to help the horses. Nobody loved 8 Bells more than the owners and trainers of 8 Bells, and they certainly didn't want anything bad to happen to him. It's just a bad deal.
Your thoughts on the Kentucky Derby or anything else, 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. And let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Of course, Daddy, the Dent Popper, home of the Arma lining. Whether it's a truck, bed, or boat, Jeep, or even a golf cart, Dent Popper can protect it with a spray-on bed liner. Stop in and talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate.
We go to the Dent Popper inbox. Jeff and Carney sends us, how are you guys' feelings on wall punching with your pitching hand? Ah, that's interesting. In Kansas City.
Signed John Bale.
Yes, it was signed by John Bale. And John Bale in Cleveland over the weekend had a rehab stint that did not go well. He returned to his hotel room, I believe, where he punched the door, broke his pitching hand. So now it's John Bale's shoulder that's hurt. It's his pitching hand that's broke. Trey Hillman, not too pleased with that. We got to think before we do things, I believe, was his response.
But Luke Hochever with a very nice outing on Saturday after kind of a disastrous first outing last week. And the Royals rained out on Friday, but come back and win games Saturday and, most importantly, yesterday.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. We
2-0.
There you go.
A home run in the ninth by Miguel Olivo. Casey Blake and air at third base to score the first run. That's all they needed. 7 scoreless innings out of Gil Mesh. It's good to see him get things turned around the right direction.
11-9 loss, and then you come back and you have 2 good pitching performances over the weekend. And you don't score much, but you win. Now, 7-game homestand starting tonight with the Angels, a 3-game set. Then Baltimore comes in for 4 Thursday through Sunday.
It's the longest homestand of the year, Douglas. I believe it's 10-game homestand, which the Royals start. The longest one of the season is going to be off of the Royals' books early here in this young season.
That is true. It's a 10-game homestand. They will have next Monday off and then play Detroit, who is coming in. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the Huskers, the Lopers, and the Broncos. Plus, we'd love to get your thoughts on any or all the topics on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
With interest rates and lumber prices at historic lows, now is the time to invest in an energy-efficient design home. Visit one of our sales centers May 10th and 11th for our spring open house. See new models and enter drawings for fuel cards. Let us show you why a design home is the best built, best insulated house on the market. Before you buy, build, or rent, you owe it to yourself to visit us May 10th and 11th. Check out designhomes.com today for the nearest design home sales center.
Design Homes, your home now.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Kansas City Royals are home this week for a seven-game series, starting with the Los Angeles Angels. Then Baltimore comes in for four this weekend. The Nebraska baseball team will host league-leading Texas A&M in their regular season home finale this weekend, Friday night at 6:35, Saturday at 2:05, and Sunday at 1:05. The UNK baseball team will be competing in the RMAC Conference Championships at Mesa State beginning on Wednesday. The Lopers are the number four seed and will face third seed Regis in the opening round. UNK is the defending RMAC tournament champions. The Nebraska softball team is the 10th seed in the Big 12 Conference Tournament, which gets underway in Oklahoma City on Friday. They will take on Kansas at 5 p.m. And district track is coming up this week. Classes A and D on Wednesday, B and C on Thursday. Plus, state soccer gets underway at Creighton Wednesday. That is a Sports Minute.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see partial sun along with some cloudiness across the area today with a nice little chance of a shower or storm developing. High temperatures will stay around 79 with winds shifting to the southeast at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies with a chance of an isolated shower or storm down to 54. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, Daddy and Dana, Derek. Daddy and Derek.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, we welcome all of the Cinco de Mayo. If you've got something that you would like to include in our program today about Cinco de Mayo, we'll do our best for you. Shoot us an email.
S-O-C-K-S. Some other Spanish words I know. Taco. El Paso. Padre.
I'm pretty much limited to uno, dos, tres. There's my Spanish lesson for the day.
Sí. Uno, dos, tres. Cinco, siete. Hey, I'll tell you what, it's finally nice and time to get out and enjoy the outside. And you can always enjoy your golf game better when you're playing better golf. And Kevin Cameron at the Kearney Golf Center wants to help you improve your game. 19 years in the business, he has personally given over 7,000 lessons in his career. And there's a reason people either come to him for the first time or keep coming back. He helps the golf game. Talk to Kevin today, 234-6543 at the Kearney Golf Center. He can help you with your golf lessons. Maybe you need some new equipment. They've got the bags, the putters, gloves. He can re-grip the shaft or re-grip the clubs you currently have. He can get you some new golf balls, or you can just go out to the practice range and work till your heart's content on your game. Whether you're hitting a lot of pitching wedges, they've got short target greens for that. Whether you're hitting mid-irons, they've got target greens for that. Whether you want to bomb the driver, you're going to have to hit it a long way to get it past the outstretched net at the far end at Kearney Golf Center. They offer the individual lessons or group instruction, so call Kevin Kamrath today, 234-6543, Kearney Golf Center, located just south across the street from the UNK Health and Sports Center off Highway 30. Well, UNK baseball team, 3-1 over the weekend. They scored 33 runs yesterday, 19-8 game one, and then 14-10 in game two. In the first game, a 5-for-5 effort for the Lopers by Joe Gonzalez, and then Jared Lushen picked up the win on the mound. He's now 6-3. Trey Howell homered and drove in four runs in that ball game. Chris Gillespie had five RBIs, and Blake Cover and Tyler Keeble each went 3-for-4 in that softball atmosphere. 14-10 after breaking a 9-9 tie in game number two. So the Lopers go 3-1 over the weekend, and they will be the fourth seed in the RMAC tournament. Now, Mesa State is hosting that tournament, which gets underway on Wednesday with all of the first-round games. The Lopers will play Regis. Metro State is the second seed. They'll play Colorado Mines, and Mesa State, the host, will play New Mexico Highlands, who is the sixth seed. Now, no matter what, the Lopers will play again on Thursday, and then the tournament extends into Friday and Saturday. UNK is the defending champion of the RMAC tournament. The winner will get an NCAA regional bid.
From all of us here, though, the real excitement for the UNK baseball team, Cody John Donald Day, was born Friday night. Coach Day and his lovely wife, congratulations. Them 8 pounds, 10 ounces, 21 and a half inches long. So congratulations, baby and mother both doing fine. So congratulations. So a little added excitement to the Loper baseball team this weekend.
Well, that's great. Also, Thad Weber. We mentioned it kind of off the top of the broadcast, but Nebraska pitcher Thad Weber and his girlfriend, I think girlfriend, is it wife? Thad Weber and his wife. His wife Megan became parents Saturday morning. Isabel, Carol, Shannon, Weber. Bats right, throws right, evidently.
Yes, he made
bats right, throws right, evidently. Get your head out of there. I got it. I got it right here. Listen a little bit. Good God. How long was it this week? That was pretty good. 25 minutes before he lost his attention, lost his way. Nebraska won both games 4-3 over the Raging Cajuns. Hastings College baseball saw their season come to an end against the RMAC competition on Friday in the tournament, and the coming to an end, Morningside won both the GPAC baseball and softball in Hastings over the weekend.
Douglas, you mentioned the 14-inning game. Didn't look like anybody was going to be able to score, and I think if you got to hear the game, I think Lane Grindle and Gary Sharp both didn't think it was going to end either. Finally, Just finally a base hit, a runner advanced on a pass ball. Nothing really exciting. I mean, they were excited obviously to get the win, but this is a team they should have taken care of. This is a team basically a couple games under 500, I believe, entering the weekend. Now they're 22-26, Louisiana Lafayette. So a good test. So this is a team that's been in Omaha in the last 10 years. So quality baseball program. They get to come to Lincoln, and Nebraska takes care of business, although it doesn't do it very impressively.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. A Royals report from Ken who says, looks like Rubber Arm Mesh is getting his act together. I believe Ken smashed Mesh a week ago on our program. If it continues, then I will feel bad about calling Rubber Arm. As of late, Alex has had some pretty ugly at-bats. Hope he can get it turned around. Watching the games, he looks frustrated. Being the cynic that I am, I think the real reason for the Storm name change, as he changes gears, may be to make it easier to move the team out of the Tri-Cities.
Interesting. John, actually on the lake yesterday, somebody yells across to my boat and says, "Hey, Daddy, nice name change, huh?" And right away, my brother is with me. He says, "Who changed their name?" I go, "The Storm." He goes, "I mean, I think that's a general feeling out there. Why do this?" And Doug, you went off on Friday just saying,
"Where'd you fish yesterday?"
I fished two places yesterday.
He can't give away his secret fishing locations.
No.
He's a Nazi like that.
Where'd you fish yesterday?
I'd have to kill you.
Where'd you fish yesterday?
I fished at Phillips Canyon and Johnson Lake.
Let's go back to the email here at the Dead Popper inbox. In case this is from Chuck. In case you need to vent some more, here's the email. He says, you guys have a huge voice among Central Nebraska, and since absolutely no one I've talked to is on board with the change, and he's referring to the Storm hockey change, maybe your voices can make a big difference to get more people on board against these changes. There is a group on Facebook.com about the opposed change of the Storm, including former Stormers, over 100 strong since Saturday.
I'm trying to find it, and I can't locate it, but I'll see if I can dig it up here.
Huh. Interesting. Interesting. You know, what can you say?
You can't do much now, can you?
Well, you wouldn't think so. I mean, I don't know. New coat got pulled off the shelf awful quick. if you want me to say something more, I will say something more. And again, I have not talked with anybody in the Storm organization since Friday or in the last week. All I will say was, you know, Tri-City Storm. They didn't want to name it Kearney Storm. They wanted to name it Tri-City Storm. And we're used to it. It rolls off the tongue. Seems pretty neat. Good colors. The purple, the black. It's unique to the league. What they do with the different jerseys throughout the years have been cool. The special jerseys they make have been really neat. You've got a whole arena decked out. You've got all the money invested to the Storm. You've been comfortable now for 8 years, and all of a sudden, and I'm sorry, without any good reason, you are changing the name to the Nebraska Storm.
I can't think that if you wanted to remain the team where they are currently located, and you wanted to call them the Cozad Storm, the Lexington Storm, I do not think the phone would light up with people from those communities buying season tickets. I don't think that they would feel more a part of it. I just don't see that happening, no matter what you did. If that's what you chose to do because you wanted to get more people and you felt that's where your base was going to come from, I don't think renaming it Nebraska Storm is going to include anybody else that doesn't want to go there. No, nobody feels more welcome naming it Nebraska Storm.
Chuck emailed an email response that he received from the Storm, which is pretty much company line. You know, I can tell you that your feedback is being passed on to ownership for review. Thanks again for letting your voice be heard. We truly value your opinions as part of that email. So I guess, you know, go ahead and, you know, contact the Storm. Let them know how you feel. I mean, that's the way it works in the good old U.S. of A. Here, you can contact us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, or 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. The Prairie Hills poll in one question last week, will Danny Woodhead make the New York Jets roster? 64% said no. 25% said yes. 10% said he will play in the NFL. But not with the Jets.
Shame on you haters. Shame on you haters. That's no fun. Give the guy a chance. Right out of the chute saying no dice for Danny.
NHL hockey, 4 overtimes yesterday. By then, what's it, you know, you're skating out there, you're going, just get this over with. Somebody throw it in the net. So you did have Dallas move on, and then also in overtime, but just one, Pittsburgh moved on over the Rangers. So Pittsburgh-Philadelphia, I guess, for the state of Pennsylvania, that'll be pretty interesting in the Eastern Conference Finals. And Dallas will now advance on to play Detroit. Is that right, in the West?
Yes, yes.
In the NBA, Boston. Seriously. I'm almost now going to root against Boston. If you can beat the Hawks by 20 and 30 points at home every time, then you're an embarrassment if you can't win at Atlanta. There's no way the home court advantage is that big. Show up and play. The Lakers beat the Jazz yesterday as well. Tonight, Orlando's at Detroit, and the Spurs are at the Hornets. Spurs-Hornets.
Doug, I think the NBA as a whole, I think if you're looking at one thing, I think it goes back to Saturday's game where New Orleans takes care of business versus the Spurs. I mean, after the Spurs beat
Phoenix,
kind of
blew them out in the second half.
Just, I think a lot of people go, well, Spurs are the defending champs. They're going to the Hornets? They must be the best team nobody's ever heard of. And Derek, you followed the Hornets pretty much throughout the year.
Yeah, they're just Chris Paul has been obviously underrated the entire year, and he seems to be the perfect point guard for the way they run that offense, and they have the perfect pieces. It kind of seems, you know, they like to run up and down the floor, be athletic, throw a lot of those alley oops up, hit the boards, that kind of thing, and they have the perfect kind of the perfect crew for it. And Paul's really done an excellent job.
But that's what the Spurs have done such a great job of, finding those role players to kind of fit around
Tim
Duncan.
Old. They're getting old.
They're getting up there. But 19 points? Like Doug said, the second half just got out of hand. I mean, that was a beatdown. I mean, I can't think of a, you know, when you see those two teams coming, you just think it's going to come down to a two-possession game towards the end, and one team's going to make the shots, another team. But 19 points? I mean, it doesn't look like the Spurs are going to be in this thing at all.
It'll be a different game in Game 2, I think.
Doug and Daddy Show, glad to hear from you at any time. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about another assistant leaving UNK, and we'll get more on the national scene. Love to hear from you. We've talked a little Kentucky Derby, talked about Storm Hockey. We've talked about baseball and softball for the teams in the area, UNK, Hastings, and Nebraska. Anything you want to expand on, love to hear from you. We're back with more after this.
Arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
The world calls us small business owners, but really,
there's nothing small about us. We have big ideas.
We see huge potential. We have
larger-than-life expectations. Which is why we
and millions of other business owners use Visa Business.
Because we do business with a great big world and no other card.
No other card.
No other card is more accepted by it.
Visa Business, used for big ideas. Visit visa.com/small business.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-330-1231. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-330-1231. 1-800-330-1231.
Hi, folks. This is Layton with Holdridge Irrigation, your Ranky Pivot dealer at Alta. I kind of need your help. I have only been an Alta for a few months and have sold a few pivots. It sure would be nice to go to Christmas next year and tell the brother-in-law, that be old Lamar, that I have sold more Ranky pivots than he has. Stop at Alta and get to know us and our Ranky pivots. We'd like an opportunity to earn your business. Call 308-384-7224.
All the excitement of Kansas City Royals baseball is on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Deanna in second, and Billy cranks one into center field. Back goes the center fielder, Inch. He can't get it. It's over his head. And one hopping the wall, it is a two-base hit and an RBI for Philly. And the Royals suddenly lead 2-0.
Catch all the action of Kansas City Royals baseball this spring, summer, and fall on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see partial sun along with some cloudiness across the area today with a nice little chance of a shower or storm developing. High temperatures will stay around 79 with winds shifting to the southeast at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies with a chance of an isolated shower or storm down to 54. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Wasting away.
Back, Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo to everybody out there. A lot of baseball going on, a lot of softball going on. We want you to know, for your kids, the gloves, the bat, the cleats, the bat bags, all at Misco Sports in the downtown Kearney Center. Coaches' equipment, hitting nets, uniforms, bases. Oh, you're going to umpire some baseball, some softball this summer? They'll order whatever you need for your attire as well. Bats, basketball, baseball, softball, for every level of play, Little League to Legion, fast pitch, slow pitch, Steve and the gang, to fill all your softball, baseball needs. Take the kids down there, let them pick out a new bat, get them on the diamond right. Misco Sports, the downtown Kearney Center.
Well, for the third time this spring, the University of Nebraska at Kearney has lost an assistant football coach. This time it is Jay Christensen, who had been the secondary coach. He will now be the defensive coordinator at Morningside in the GPAC Conference, of which, of course, Hastings College is a member. He is the third assistant coach, Jason Fairfield, Cesar Rivas Sandoval, stepping down. In fact, Cesar and Jay both stepping down last week.
Sad to see Jay go, but I think moving up to a coordinator, certainly a chance of improvement as far as what you have control over, and going to get to do some of his own things at Morningside. I'm interested in the timing of these coaches leaving here in the spring. Doesn't seem to be real convenient for anybody.
A lot of holes to fill, so hopefully the Lopers can do that. Obviously, Daryl Morris quoted in the paper as saying, you know, you like to see your assistants move on, and, you know, if you're winning games, people want your coaches. I mean, if you're going somewhere else and you're still the head coach, I mean, it's not like they fired the staff here and everybody's got to find a job, but if you're winning ball games, people are going to want your coaches, and three of them gone. And the thing with Jay, though, is different than the other two guys, in Cesar and Jason. They were only here a couple years. Jay's been here for about 14 years from his playing days, and you know, has always wanted to be a coach, and was a volunteer grad assistant, came on full time secondary coach, and now moving on to Morningside in Sioux City.
NAIA program, but the success they have, the success they've been able to have at Morningside, I think is another thing that really had to appeal to Jay and the opportunity there.
So we will keep our ears open to see who's coming in to fill their spots. Another thing, there seems to be a lot of on the area high school openings, especially in basketball. And a lot of those, well, there maybe not a lot, but quite a few still seem to remain open. There's still three or four out there, and it's interesting, school winding down. I think we're going to start hearing a lot about that here before state track, maybe in the next week to 10 days.
It's difficult, I think, because obviously your contract has to be signed if you're going to return. A lot of those contracts have probably been signed. Now people are probably deciding, is the school going to let me out of that? Are we going to move on? But you're right, Doug. I think the news will come out here in the next 2 or 3 weeks concerning several of those openings.
District track is coming up this week. Wednesday is classes A and D. Grand Island Senior High is hosting the A3 meet. Kearney will be going to the A4 meet at Omaha Burke, where they host state and have a brand new track this year. Class D, as far as Wednesday meets from the area, Bertrand is hosting the D8, and you'll be able to hear live reports on our sister station, Power 99. The D9 is at Arapahoe, and a few teams will be going to the D10 at Arnold. Then on Thursday, Class B, a few teams will be going to the going to Concordia. Seward is the host there. Aurora, Central City among the teams going there. Most of the Class B schools in the area, including all three from Hastings, will be heading to Lexington for the B5 on Thursday. And Class C, the C9 is at Franklin. The C8 is at Elm Creek. That's where I'll be giving reports again on Thursday from the C8 at Elm Creek as athletes try to qualify for next week's state meet, and we will have complete coverage of the 2008 State High School Track and Field Competition on ESPN Radio and every single one of our sister stations coming up on May 16th and 17th from Omaha.
Douglas, finally we've got some decent weather in these track athletes as they get set for districts. I'm not sure we've saw any of the area's best times and distances or jumps or heights yet, although you would say, I have to say, the Kearney High pole vaulters, I'm not sure how much higher they can go, might have topped out already. But finally, looks like this week, heading into it, going to get some mid-70s days, going to get everybody up to speed, and should be some very, very fast times and big distances out there.
Interesting. The weather is supposed to be very nice today and tomorrow, and then kind of take a turn down into the upper 60s and maybe mid-50s. And if it doesn't rain, which we might see some precipitation, but that'll probably be preferred running weather in that 60-degree range for the athletes. So hopefully they can hit some of their best times heading down to Omaha. Of course, state soccer begins. They're kind of doing that different this year. Even the first round isn't the same day for some of these, which is just strange. But everything's being played at Creighton. And Wednesday is when it gets underway with action Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and on to next Monday and Tuesday for championship games. So plenty of state soccer going on. Hastings and Kearney Catholic girls, as well as the boys program from Lexington, will be competing. So that's all this week. District baseball finals are tonight. Grand Island, Millard West at Ryder Park at 6 o'clock. And then district boys golf next Monday and Tuesday. That's always the final event to wrap up. State golf, May 20th and 21st, a Tuesday and Wednesday. Two of those four, the C and D meets, will be in Kearney. We will take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation with the Doug and Daddy Show, where their motto is,
if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Picture a funnel. At the top are hundreds, even thousands of people who don't even know your company's name. At the bottom are your happy customers. Marketing Firepower was developed for the small business owner and will show you how to move those people from the top of the funnel, where they know nothing about your business, to the bottom, where they are spending money with you. We offer a risk-free money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. But you do have customers to gain. Order online at marketingfirepower.net.
Neglect your plants, your laundry, your dog, cat, fish, your friends, but do not neglect your car. You don't want your vehicle breaking down because you put off an oil change. You want to drive it. Start by changing your own oil. Go to Advance Auto Parts, where Valvoline conventional motor oil is only $7.98 a gallon. That's less than $2 a quart. Buy it. The sale ends May 31st. Oh, and pick up a new filter while you're at it. Look, it's easy. Put on a pair of those neglected pants, crawl under your car, and change some oil. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning.
Do you want a flat panel TV but can't afford it? Hi, it's Colin Coward, host of The Herd. We recommend Vizio as we did a year ago. Vizio.com. Fastest growing flat panel company in America. That's shaking up the industry. A 32-inch LCD under $600. A 47-inch 1080p LCD under $1,700. They are the HD TV of you, the people. I've got one and love it. Vizio is available at Circuit City, Sears, Costco, Sam's Club, BJ's, and Walmart.
Hi, I'm Bill Thomas with the Phoenix Coyotes. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partial sunlight with some cloudiness across the area today with an isolated chance of a shower or storm developing. High temperatures will stay around 79 with winds shifting to the southeast at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies with a chance of an isolated shower or storm down to 54. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Chug-a-look, chug-a-look, make you want to holler, hidey-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-look, chug-a-look, grape wine in a mason jar.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, which means May 5th, people. It means May 5th, Lumpy, all right, is what it means. It means May 5th, number two fan.
Cinco de Drinko for a lot of people.
That's tough on a Monday. It's tough on a Monday, but it's a beautiful day. And you know what? Even though they've got the state-of-the-art of the 2007 simulator and it's half-price Monday at Prairie Hills,
get
you
outside.
Don't want to be inside today, people. You want to go to beautiful Prairie Hills Golf Course, just 10 minutes from Kearney, between Kearney and Pleasanton, where you can get a full-year membership, use it any time for the entire family for less than what your rebate check is going to be. Hopefully you've already got that, but if you haven't, you can still get signed up. Go to prairiehillsgolf.com for more information. If Prairie Hills sounds good to you, you wait till you go out and check things out. The course is a beautiful layout, has everything you would want. It's got a little water, got some hills, got some native grass. Pretty wide open as far as the view goes. Got some hills, obviously. That's why it's called Prairie Hills. And even though there are leagues most nights, it doesn't close the entire course. You can always find room to golf because they only use 9 of the 18 holes. So if the league is on front, you're on back. If the league's on back, you're on front. Full-service bar and snacks to cap off your day. You actually, one is nice, might have a little cool beverage to go along with you. And, of course, they've got the one of the biggest improvements is the golf path, what I'm trying to say here.
Cart path,
yes, which is a much improved over a previous, and that's why Kirk Curtis and Nick are doing an outstanding job improving Prairie Hills. Stop by and see them today or log on to prairiehillsgolf.com.
Doug, back a little bit to the NBA before we get out of here. Derek, do you see any one of these series an upset happening?
Ooh, probably not.
Their seeds hold true.
Yeah, I think seeds are probably going to hold true.
Magic have no chance. It's going to be Boston.
I think that's probably your best chance for an upset would be maybe the Magic over Detroit, but I think Detroit's even too tough, too experienced in this in the playoffs to give that up. And, you know, we were talking about San Antonio a little bit. I think they'll bounce back here in Game 2 and make it close, but winning that Game 1 is so important anymore in these seven-game series. A lot of those teams go on to win, and at this point I think a lot of the favorites are in good shape.
31 three-pointers Phoenix shot the other night to New Orleans 10. Now, I mean, when you think of, I think Tim Duncan obviously comes to mind, San Antonio.
San Antonio, yeah, 31.
Phoenix.
Oh, excuse me, San Antonio, 31 three-pointers. New Orleans only shot 10, which they didn't need to. Many of those could have came late. I don't know, you just look at the final statistics, but 31 to 10 three-pointers, it could come down. If they're able to hit some three-pointers, get them right back in the series. I mean, obviously, it doesn't look very good when you lose the first one by 19 points and the team you lost to has got home court advantage, obviously, over you.
Yeah, but those guys have been there. Popovich and the Spurs, all those guys, the whole team, Ginobili, Parker, and Duncan, with that core itself, and then you add Bowen and a lot of those other role players, they'll make an adjustment before Game 2 and find out a way to at least slow down New Orleans. They're not going to stop them, obviously, with Chris Paul running the show, but I think they'll be able to slow them down a little more in the second game.
Bowen's who they look to stop Chris Paul,
yeah.
And they actually
yeah.
held him to 7-16 shooting.
Yeah.
The problem? Oh, he had 13 assists.
Exactly. He distributes the ball, so he runs the offense. That's exactly. He's perfect to run that sort of offense, and they got the right pieces in place there.
Doug and Daddy Show, glad to have you along with us. Hey, you know, Derek? Why don't we give away some lunch?
Yeah, let's do it. We got some Wendy's.
We've got the Go Wrap at Wendy's, 1-888-455-ESPN. If you have not won a Go Wrap from Wendy's, we'll let you be eligible at 1-888-455-ESPN. You can have the spicy chicken, the grilled chicken, or the homestyle chicken Go Wrap. The spicy chicken is their favorite chicken filet made with a fiery blend of peppers and spices, plus crisp lettuce, cheddar cheese, and a zesty ranch sauce, all wrapped up in a flour tortilla. Think of it as a wrap-a-tizer.
Oh, I get it. How are we going to give it away? We got a trivia question?
Yeah, we got trivia.
Yeah.
Do you like trivia?
I like trivia.
Do you have a trivia question?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, you want me to do the trivia question. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, I was going to make fun of it and go with the Lincoln Marathon results, but I don't think anybody, no. That's just a bad idea. Anytime you bring up marathon. Early on in the show, we told you where UNK assistant coach Jay Christensen has been hired as the new defensive coordinator. Where was that? Earlier in the show, UNK secondary coach Jay Christensen stepping down to become the defensive coordinator at what NAIA college? If you know the answer, 1-888-455-ESPN. We will set you up with a Go Wrap combo meal at Wendy's.
I believe it's an NAIA school if you need a little help.
Which I just said.
And I think we've already got winners. People knew. Jay Christensen heading to Morningside.
Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow, Tyler Wortman, Grand Island and Nebraska starting linebacker, coming into fall ball anyway. That's what Coach Bo Pelini and the staff said coming out of spring, is going to join us on the program tomorrow. So among our guests tomorrow on the show, Tyler Wortman. We also expect to catch up with Brian Rodine, the girls soccer coach at Kearney Catholic, as they get ready for state, among our guests coming up later on in the week. Of course, Wednesday and Thursday, I will be on scene chatting with Daddy from Bertrand on Wednesday and from Elm Creek on Thursday as district track gets underway.
I'm going to find out from Tyler just how hot that having all that hair on your head is under a helmet.
Well,
that's a flock of hair, man.
Well, Stuart Bradley was able to do it. So.
That is true.
So, who was our winner, Derek?
Brett from Bertrand from Daddy's neck of the woods.
Really?
New Morningside.
I wonder if I know him.
Good for him. Well, you're all related, right?
The tree does fork. There is a fork in the tree.
I know, it goes to Loomis, right? I get to that fork in the road. You go south off the interstate. You know, that's a strange little highway. You know, you come south off the interstate, and it really doesn't tell you that there's anything south, right? I mean, if you go north, that's Overton. And if you go south, you go like a mile, and you run into a dead end. You either have to go right to Bertrand or left to Loomis. I mean, really, what kind of choice is that, Dad?
No! It's just a fork. Simply just a fork.
And you're somewhere in the middle of it. That's great. I'm so glad. Where did that change so bad?
I don't know. It just went downhill, didn't it?
So Daddy will be in studio. Daddy's out tomorrow, I guess, huh?
A little bit of a meeting. Nothing big. Just got to take care of some.
Okay.
Head to Omaha. Head to Omaha for the day. Be back tomorrow night. So we'll take care of that. Knock that out, and I'll get back on Wednesday.
Touched on quite a few things today. Kentucky Derby had some interest via the Dent Popper inbox on the email about the change of the storm from Tri-City to Nebraska storm, in case you weren't with us last Friday or have been gone over the weekend. That's a done deal. You can go to stormhockey.com and check it out. The new, I mean, it's really not anything new. The logo's the same. The colors are different. And erase Tri-City and put Nebraska over the top of it.
Boring. That's not the news I don't think anybody wanted to hear. But nonetheless, yeah, if you've got concerns, it sounds like the Storm are willing to listen to them and pass them on to management. I'm not sure they'll be able to do anything at this time. We'll have more about that, you know, upcoming as we get information on it. And we'll talk to the people at the Storm. They've been great to us, and we have a good relationship with them. And we certainly don't hold any grudges against them. We don't think they're the ones who made the decision.
If our invitation is still open, the USHL draft is a week from Wednesday up at the Storm offices, and we'll be filling you in on where the Storm is trying to go, who they're trying to pick, what positions they're going to need to fill in for the 2008-09 season.
For the Husker baseball fans out there wondering where the Huskers play this week, they don't play anywhere. They let the kids take care of finals this week. That is the reason there are no midweek games. The kids take care of finals, and then obviously the biggest series of the year, Texas A&M, the league leader, comes to town on Friday night.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we anticipate chatting with Rob Childress later this week, the head baseball coach at Texas A&M, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, as we said, you know, it's kind of one of those days where just not a whole lot of earth-shattering, world-changing events are going on, but there is something going on in a lot of different events, from horse racing to hockey and everything in between, with what's supposed to be going on now, baseball, soccer, golf, softball. And I want to thank the softball crews at Hastings and UNK for working with us again this season and really kind of finishing the season on strong notes, picking up some wins down the stretch. And although they weren't the best teams in the conference, they played well the last month of the season.
By the way, Levi Ashley was the men's winner in the Lincoln Marathon, and Valerie Gortmaker was the women's winner in the Lincoln Marathon, just in case you care out there.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. And we'll see you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.